This is the Don and Mike Show.
Here it is, your tape of the week.
Understand, tonight is awful in here.
Chris Berman.
Awful. No, no, it's already awful. Worst ever. I saw this on the schedule, Jets during the Christmas holiday. I took four duh-duh-duhs at 6 o'clock knowing what this would be.
So good.
You know what a duh-duh-duh is? No. It's Canadian aspirin with a little bit of codeine in it, you know, just enough to give you that pop. Two, two, twos. Duh, duh, duhs. I mean, you buy it over the counter up there. You can't here. It's like $10 up there, but it's like $100 prescription here. So you put it in all the corners of your suitcase. Do you have anything to declare? Oh, no. Eh? Duh, duh, duhs. You always hope to have one Blue Jay game a year. You go to the Canadian CVS. It's funny. You have those bottles, 250, you know, count of 222s? Yes, here they are. I'll take four of them. And they go, they always go, from the States, eh? Duh, duh, duh. You never take duh, duh, duhs?
It's codeine.
Just a little drop. Little 8% codeine, never hurt anybody. I know exactly what this night is.
Thanks, Al.
I've looked at this one for 6 weeks. We ready to go?
Thanks, Al.
Thanks, Al. The Don and Mike Show.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
So good.
So good.
You are. Sweetwack, I hate you. I hate your big fat ball head ass.
It was incredibly corny.
Like paying for sex with a bad hooker. The Don and Mike Show.
Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
Radio God.
Howdy, how are you?
Good afternoon. Mike, I have a suggestion for you after Don retires.
All righty. Thank you very much. I appreciate the suggestion. I will take it under advisement. I appreciate the call. Come on. Work with me a little bit, there huh? Come on.
There you go. He's gone?
Yeah. You didn't want him to be gone.
Dismissed. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
You were lingering longer.
I was waiting for you to give me the sign like to hit the button.
I was practically jumping out of my chair.
I'm sorry.
I was like, thank you. I'll take that under advisement.
I swear to God, I wasn't looking at you. I was looking down. I was looking at the pretty lights.
No, but it was a good suggestion.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don really puts the dick in dictator. I would have a little information on that quadriplegic if you'd care to get some of the facts straight. You've got to be the coldest guy in the entire world.
Don, you're another guy, I guess, just doesn't get the fact that we're doing a show here. Go ahead.
No, I do. But he's qualified as a quadriplegic because where his spine is paralyzed. But
okay, but isn't
all right, so see, I think of a quadriplegic. I think of a quadriplegic, somebody can't use their hands.
He drives a Mini Cooper that has hand controls, and the rest stemmed from apparently he was blocking an intersection in that Mini Cooper.
Hey, dude.
Yes.
All due respect. I was simply asked if I had seen the video of him being thrown out of the wheelchair, which I did, which is funny.
Okay. I'm sorry.
Don't be sorry. I mean, but. Again, we're going to get into this correcting thing.
Yeah, I mean, if you're going to do that, I'm going to take a do.
What is there to be corrected? I mean, if the guy's, you think...
Well, he was actually correcting me because I said, I saw him using his hands, and I didn't think a quadriplegic could use his hands.
And now the guy thought that I was cruel because the guy just doesn't get the show, I guess.
I do.
No, you really don't.
You don't. No, why would you say that then? I mean, the coldest man, he was making joke, you know? That's what we do.
I understand
the political incorrectness of that.
When Mike says he has a friend that's a quadriplegic and I say, well, I would never have a cripple as my friend, you take me seriously.
Not that. The siding with the cops thing,
He wasn't
saying. I wasn't serious.
Think about it, sir. You do not have a sense of humor. What? No one in the world would legitimately side with the cops. The tape speaks for itself. Don't be an idiot.
All right, I'm sorry.
You're not really. Jesus Christ, will you please try? No, wait, hold on. And here you are talking and not listening again. Will you please make an effort to understand what we do here?
I'm really sorry that, and it humbles me to say this, because I don't think we do comedy on this show, we do radio. But I'm sorry that what I thought was a joke went so high over your head that you're still looking to shoot it down from space like George Bush is with that piece of rock that Buzz keeps making up.
Are you still on the line?
I am, sir.
All right, explain the joke. Because I'd like you to, I want you to explain the joke to me.
Prove you understand it.
I want to prove, you prove to me that you understand what the joke was.
Or at least the concept.
I get jokes.
The concept.
The joke.
What was the concept? Where was the humor?
Irony.
Where was, hold on.
No. Irony.
See? You're talking, you're saying it's irony, but I want more than that. Why? All right? I want you to explain to me what we all knew in here, why we were all kind of enjoying what Dom was doing
right
in here, because he was going for that pretty, you know, we're not making jokes. It was just the concept of what he was doing. Just do me a favor, please, and prove to me that you understand what he was doing.
I would imagine that he does the opposite and means the opposite of some of the things that he says very often.
You really are not qualified to listen.
You're really not.
I would throw you on the ground out of your wheelchair, and I would set you on fire.
You've spoiled it for everyone.
I would set you on fire, and I would stomp you out with my football cleats.
And then you call. And then you have the balls to call.
What I was doing when I said that was, of course, to explain it to you, because it's good maybe that we have these sessions. You see,
you got it out yesterday. I sat on my hands when that was going on yesterday, and you know what? Really, sometimes it's just really ridiculous. It's really beyond, and it's not ridiculous that you're too stupid to understand the comedy, and you're in the ballpark. I will tell you when you do the opposites thing. Yeah, the world saw that tape. Yeah, right. You know, anybody. You know, that's the whole point of what the joke was.
So you see something that's being done very cruelly to someone. So I say, I take the side of the person that did the cruel thing. There you go.
It's called comedy of the absurd.
But you didn't get it.
Only didn't you get it, but then you had to call and decide you're going to give us a biological lecture on serious spinal injury.
And ruin everyone's
which
spine.
Which is really going to just kill us.
Don, you really put the dick in dictator. Wow.
I originally called just to qualify on what his injury was.
I don't care what his injury was.
Yeah, but that was not how you started your call.
And it was funny seeing a guy being tossed out of a wheelchair. It was funny. That I'm not saying to be a contrarian. It was funny. Everybody in this room that watched the video laughed at it.
The world agrees.
Well, I got a stabbing pain when I saw the guy hit the ground, but I'm...
Oh, well, then you're just way too sensitive, and maybe you should go be a priest and touch boys for a living.
I don't touch boys, thank you.
When's the last time you thought about it?
Never.
That's not true. You just thought about it when I brought it up.
You know, we're like a margarine on this show. We do try to keep it light. We really, really do.
When's the last time?
And I'm on my way to Toronto.
All right, please, please, like just, you know, just go away.
Thank you.
Sure. Piss off.
Yeah. God.
How's your weekend?
Yeah.
Hi, everybody. How you doing?
No, I really thought yesterday you had taken care of that.
Yeah, I thought.
I really
so.
Thought that was, you know.
He must.
I think
have
I didn't think that, you know, less than 24 hours later we'd be getting the same exact. Hey, all right, hey.
Well, you know, that's my shtick, Mike. That's my shtick. That's
yeah.
my whole.
That's
shtick.
Your act. You're that's
wild.
Your gag.
That's my act. You know.
The act.
Don't vote for the black.
Hey, do you hear what Don said? He really does. Yeah. All right.
Ho-dee-do, ho-dee-do, ho-dee-do.
Good golly, Miss Molly.
Crippled people shouldn't be allowed to exist.
Oh, Jackson.
Yeah, please.
What do you think, Jackson?
Oh, whatever. I thought that's the wrong sound effect. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Radio guys, how you doing?
Hello.
Hi there. Welcome to today's sparring session.
That guy didn't like the last comments. They maybe won't like these. Am I the only person that thought of John Goodman throwing Lebowski out of the chair when you watch that video? Eject.
The Big Lebowski.
Does John Goodman get thrown out of it? Throw someone out of a chair in that movie?
Oh, Lebowski's the guy they go see.
Lebowski.
That's right. He throws him on the floor.
Right.
That's not a similar comment. That's
no, it's fine.
That's kind of getting the joke.
And yet he ran away.
Now
in fear.
I understand the part of the movie right because Philip Seymour Hoffman.
But I have to tell you, he ran away in fear because he also didn't get it.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
True. I'm sorry, but it's true.
Hello.
Radio God.
He would not have run away if he understood. We would have liked that. That, of course, was a funny comment.
We're not right. talking about sophisticated stuff here, right?
No.
I mean, I'm pretty much a dumb guy.
Didn't think so.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Great ones.
What? Hello.
Is this the Great Ones?
Yes, Jackie and Jackie.
Right.
The Gleason brothers.
What's happening?
Hey, it's finally your turn to correct the audience. Mike was right. A quad is when all four items don't work.
Yeah.
A pair is when just the legs don't work.
Right.
Yeah, that guy was saying, you know, the nerd guy that was calling before was talking about you can still be considered a quad if you have
some limited.
But I don't even know. I don't even know what the deal
is. Have you ever heard the overture from Tommy by The Who?
Quadrophenia?
Yeah. Yeah. It, in quadriplegic sound?
Quadriplegic. You had to have quadriplegic speakers to hear it on.
Don and Mike, yeah, except the speakers have to be on the floor.
It's one of my favorite albums.
There's no
quadriplegia.
The speakers have no legs.
You could prop them up.
Right.
Speaker in the house. Speaker in a hizzy. Uh-huh. Don, you put the dick in dictator. Thank you. May I write that down on the board and share that with the rest of the class?
Gee, Mr. Spicoli,
I don't know. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Very well. How about you?
I'm all right. I'm a little peeved about these people that keep calling in and telling you, oh, you're wrong, you're corrected, blah, blah, blah. These guys have something called correctile dysfunction. I don't know if you've heard of it. But it seems to be on the uptake now, and it's just...
Correct. We should really steal that from this guy.
That is good. Correctile dysfunction.
That's
excellent.
Right. What we do is we give him a little blue pill and tell him to go watch The View.
And if you still feel the need to correct us after 4 hours...
Uh-huh. See a doctor.
Hello.
You know, I just realized, though, I watch The View, and I'm not proud of it.
Don and Mike Show.
You take the pill?
Homo.
I do watch The View. You know what my least favorite part of The View is? The opening where they walk out and they have that low camera angle with it, which makes them look like they're you know, the Greek goddesses.
Hey, I thought today, speaking of TV, that Miguel Vieira had to sit out today because of what was said yesterday.
You think?
She wasn't on today, and they said, Meredith Vieira is not here today.
Taking a day off.
Yeah, taking a day off. They didn't say she's on assignment.
Wow.
They didn't say that she's sick. Because here's what I imagine happened.
Okay, shouting good. Match in the offices at NBC.
I imagine they called her in afterwards and they said, and there's no way Meredith Vieira wins in this.
No.
When
nothing she can do.
Right. When Hanoi Jane says the C word, either Meredith Vieira does what she did on the air, which is just kind of let it go because
right.
it's live TV, or you stop everything and you really draw attention to it.
Right.
There is one other option where she could have said, oh, I don't think we can say that on television, but anyway. And move on really quickly. Do you think perhaps that the powers that be, that are producers, wanted her in some way to acknowledge it?
Exactly, Mike. I think that they probably said to her, Meredith, you've been on 60 Minutes. You're smart. She said the C word. You just let it go. So now you go home today and think about this.
Oh, my God.
And you think about where you've put NBC today.
That poor woman.
And we're going
Hey, you know what? He's right. Don't put it past him, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, these people, really, you think. If you really think that the anchors and the people that sit out, you know, that are on camera have that much power, they do not.
And you got to know as well, when she said the C word, somebody said something in Meredith Vieira's ear.
Oh, yeah.
Somebody had to say, like, oh, my God, she said C. She said C.
Uh-huh. And the producer, the technical director of the show sounded like Charlie Manson with that scream.
You know, and poor Meredith Vieira has to sit there on live TV.
Right.
And really, in fairness to her, she's probably shocked at the moment, too, and she doesn't know what to say. So the best course of action is to move forward,
If only I could comfort her somehow.
I thought you handled it well. Mm-hmm. NBC is, again, jumping over themselves to apologize for this.
Mm-hmm.
At least I read something today from Jane Fonda where she pretty much doesn't apologize.
Right.
She said, well,
it's
not my fault.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know what? It was a word that is within the confines of what they were discussing, and you said it yesterday when they come on, and they're going to be talking at 8:30 in the morning about the vagina monologues.
What do you expect?
I mean, for God, really, what do you expect?
What were they thinking?
You're going to get into that situation.
Why would you not hook up a delay? It's very simple.
Yeah.
Just hook up a 5-second delay.
I am amazed, especially with the fact that they go out with those live shots.
Yeah.
And they do not have the net. I cannot believe they work without a net. It's amazing to me.
That tells me that, you know, you could be standing there. Now, you may get in trouble.
Sure.
But you could stand next to Al Roker when he's talking to someone, woman with his baby, and you can say, I would like to F Meredith Vieira with my giant D and see all over the place.
Right.
It would get out on TV.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. It's astonishing. Yeah.
I'm not encouraging you to do that ladies and gentlemen.
Do no, that. Everything that's live
although,
nowadays.
God, that would be funny. Yeah, well, if someone would just profess their love in the most vulgar terms.
Remember when Willard did that?
Yeah, remember when they had to suspend Willard for a few days? He was just excited because he was going to the Strawberry Festival.
I don't know why they wouldn't have a delay anyway. You know,
right.
Because
yeah, how can
these
they
days?
Not?
Sure.
Who's to say that someone in the crowd? Well, how many times have you ever watched the college show on ESPN? The Saturday morning college football
show.
With
the 300-year-old man?
Yeah, where they go out to the various
Lee Corso.
Where they go to the campuses.
Right.
They get fooled all the time, like with the classic folding Monday night football signs. Someone will hold up a sign that says, like, go KU. Uh-huh. And as soon as the camera's on them, they flip it over and it says, F-U-C. And at ESPN, they're very fast on the camera.
Yeah.
They get off those shots right away, but they don't work with the delay either.
It is truly amazing with all the live programming that goes on that you don't get more of that. And you know, I don't know, how long they've ramped up our delay to how long now? How long is our 12-minute delay now?
I'm serious. It's a minute 45.
Wow.
Minute 45.
It's 1 minute and 45 seconds from the time we say it to the time you hear it.
That's really like we're taping a show right now.
Careful much?
Because they don't trust us at all, man. God. Hello, Don and Mike show. And all we do is say the C word.
Right.
I mean, we just say the C word.
Right.
We don't say the word. We say, quote, the C word.
Well, Meredith was being scolded, and they dragged old Raspy Matt in to do the show today.
Hello, world. Poor Meredith. She got to go home to her husband, who might as well be in quad.
Right. Who quadriplegia?
Is he rolling around on the floor? Mm-hmm. Oh, Meredith, I'm not used to you being home at this time of the day.
Well, Mr. Lebowski.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Quadriplegic Junior.
Bye.
Yeah, you folks have done it again.
Mm-hmm. Wow. You know, here we go. We get the bad taste out of our mouth, and then bingo, bango.
Alfonso Schofield.
We'll see.
Junior, and your father is not that important. I would explain to you later.
How about that?
All right.
It was incredibly corny.
We buy another 2 months of that every time we play.
Yeah.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.